Welcome to English as a Second Language Podcast, number 77, Taking Pictures. This is English as a Second Language Podcast, episode 77. I'm Jeff McQuillan, your host from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. Today's podcast is going to be about taking pictures or photographs. Let's get shooting. My nephew's wedding is coming up this Saturday, and I thought it would be nice to take some candids for the happy couple. My wife, who's the photographer in the family, wasn't around today, so I decided to strike out on my own and head off to the camera shop. I love to shop for new gadgets. When I got to the store, I was blown away by all the options I had. There were disposable cameras, digital cameras, cameras combined with camcorders. It was making my head spin. It depends if you want a point-and-shoot type or are looking for something more fancy, he said. I'm looking for something that will take a good shot and not be too complicated to operate, I replied. Well, this one here has a built-in flash and takes good pictures. When you've finished shooting the roll, just bring it in and we'll develop them for you. Do you make enlargements of the prints if I'm interested in doing that? Sure, he said. We can do 4x6 or 8x10 glossies if you'd like. I decided to go with the camera he recommended. Now all I have to do is justify the new camera to my wife. We take a trip to the camera store in today's podcast. I begin by saying that my nephew's wedding is coming up this Saturday. My nephew, of course, is one of my brother or sister's children. To say something is coming up means that it is an event that or a day that will soon be here. My doctor's appointment is coming up on this Tuesday, means I have the appointment on this Tuesday, and it is close. I said that it would be nice to take some candids for the happy couple. Candid, C-A-N-D-I-D, a candid photograph is one that people do not prepare for. We say that people aren't necessarily posing. To pose, P-O-S-E, means to put yourself in a certain position where you look good. So, for example, if you are having a photograph taken at your wedding of the bride and the groom, the two people getting married, they would pose for that photograph. They would stand up next to each other and smile and so forth. The opposite of posing is candid. A candid shot is when you're not really expecting that someone would take a picture of you. The happy couple here refers to the married couple. When two people get married, we sometimes call them the happy couple. Well, we hope they're happy anyway. My wife is the photographer, or the person who takes photographs, in my family. But since she wasn't here today, I decided to strike out on my own. To strike out on your own means to go alone, to go without anyone else. We usually use this expression for something that may be difficult or for going on an adventure somewhere. To strike out on your own is different than the expression to strike out. To strike out means to fail at something. The terms come from baseball, when if you miss the ball three times, we say that you strike out, you fail. I said I was going to head off to the camera shop. To head off means to go to or go toward something or somewhere, really. We also use the verb to head to mean to go in the direction of. I'm heading north means I'm going in the direction of north. To head off means to go to. I said I like to shop for new gadgets. A gadget, G-A-D-G-E-T-S, is any sort of electronic device like a camera or a iPod or an MP3 player, a PDA, a personal digital assistant, a BlackBerry, anything that is small. And that usually it's electronic. We talk about electronic gadgets. It could be something that's not electronic as well, but nowadays we usually use the word to refer to electronic things. I said that when I got to the store, I was blown away by all the options I had. This is something of an informal expression. To say you're blown away means that you are completely overwhelmed, that it was much more than you thought. You can be blown away by a movie. I was blown away by that movie means that was a really, really good movie. I was completely in love with it, if you will. I talk about some different types of cameras since we're talking about taking pictures or taking photographs. And the term picture and photograph here mean the same thing. A disposable camera or a disposable anything is something that you can dispose of. And to dispose means to throw away, to get rid of. So a disposable camera, you take the pictures, you have them developed, and you can throw the camera away. A digital camera, as you probably know, is a camera that takes digital photographs. There isn't any film or a little thing that you put in the back that is a light-sensitive film. Everything is done electronically. A camcorder is a video movie recorder that is usually a small, nowadays they're very small, camcorders. It's a video movie recorder. I said that there were so many options, it was making my head spin. When someone says it makes my head spin, means that, once again, similar to blown away, I was completely overwhelmed, but usually it means I was confused. Usually confused by too many choices or too many ideas or information, too much information. The person working at the camera store, the clerk, said that it would depend what kind of camera I wanted. If I wanted a point and shoot type, point and shoot is a camera that you don't have to focus. You don't have to adjust for the light. You just point it in the direction and you shoot or take the picture. Something more fancy, to say something is fancy here means more complicated, has more features, has additional things that you can do with the camera. In general, to be fancy often means to be very formal. To be to go to a fancy dinner would go to a dinner where everyone was dressed up in a very formal clothing, and it was a very nice dinner. When we talk about taking a picture, we usually use the term a shot. To take a good shot means to take a good photograph or a good picture. You can even say to someone, that's a good shot of my Uncle Earl. It doesn't mean that you are shooting Uncle Earl with a gun, even though you might want to. It means that it is a photograph of your uncle. One of the features or elements that you can get in a camera is a flash. And a flash is a light that shines when the picture is taken so that it isn't too dark. If the flash, there are two kinds of flash. Most flashes nowadays are built-in, hyphenated word, built, hyphen in, which means it's part of the camera. You don't have to add it on separately. That would be a separate flash or an add-on flash would be the opposite of a built-in flash. In the old days, and still for many cameras that are not digital, for all cameras that are not digital, you have a roll of film. A roll of film is a small, round, little cartridge, we would call it, or container that you put in the back of the camera and you pull the film out so you expose it so that the light can hit it. And after each time you take a picture, the film moves forward out of the little roll or cartridge. If you are using an older camera that has a roll of film, not all of the cameras that are using rolls of film are old, I shouldn't say that, but if you have a roll of film, you have to get it developed, which means you have to take the film and it has to be put in certain chemicals so that the picture comes out, and then you have to print or shine light through the roll of film. After the roll of film is developed, we call that the negatives. You take the negatives and you shine light through them on another piece of photosensitive paper, and you get the picture. Well, most people don't do that themselves. They just bring it to somewhere like a camera shop, and they develop and print out your pictures. In terms of picture sizes, we usually use the expression 3x5, 4x6, or 8x10. This refers to the height and width of the picture in inches. So a 3x5 picture is a 3-inch by 5-inch picture. 4x6, 8x10 is the same. A glossy is a type of picture that the surface of the picture is shiny. The opposite of glossy, G-L-O-S-S-Y, the opposite of glossy would be matte, M-A-T-T-E, and that's not shiny. Finally, I said that I have to justify my new camera to my wife. To justify means to explain, to give a good reason for buying something in this case. Now let's listen to the story, this time at a native rate of speech. My nephew's wedding is coming up this Saturday, and I thought it would be nice to take some candids for the happy couple. My wife, who's the photographer in the family, wasn't around today, so I decided to strike out on my own and head off to the camera shop. I love to shop for new gadgets. When I got to the store, I was blown away by all the options I had. There were disposable cameras, digital cameras, cameras combined with camcorders. It was making my head spin. I finally asked one of the sales clerks what he would recommend. It depends on if you want a point-and-shoot type or are looking for something more fancy, he said. I'm looking for something that will take a good shot and not be too complicated to operate, I replied. Well, this one here has a built-in flash and takes good pictures. When you've finished shooting the roll, just bring it in and we'll develop them for you. Do you make enlargements of the prints if I'm interested in doing that? Sure, he said. We can do 4x6 or 8x10 glossies, if you'd like. I decided to go with the camera he recommended. Now all I have to do is justify the new camera to my wife. You can find a script of today's podcast by going to our website at www.eslpod.com. From Los Angeles, California, I'm Jeff McQuillan. We'll see you next time on ESL Podcast. ESL Podcast is a production of the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. This podcast is copyright 2005. No part of this podcast may be sold or redistributed without the express written permission of the Center for Educational Development.